You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and my co-host Nancy Baldwin is off today. But my special guest today is Chris Sturbaum with Golden Hands Construction. Welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you back. I think it's been a while since you've been here.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I've been working.
That's good. That's good with those golden hands. Tell me about Golden Hands Construction. I see your signs all over town. So a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, 35 years ago, I decided I wanted to stay in Bloomington. I grew up in Bloomington. I wanted to stay here, and I got the classic pickup truck, and I went out and started a job.
Cool.
You know, I knocked on doors, and I wrote to people that owned rental properties.
Okay.
And I just started, and then I got more people to help me do things I didn't know how to do. I hired good carpenters, and they taught me how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew and grew, and gradually, here 35 years later, we're remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to employ myself and others in Bloomington, and I love being here.
Right. Well, Bloomington's such a great place. So, I mean, to find something that you love doing in a community that you love, it's like a double win.
It worked.
Yeah, definitely. So, you guys, do you only do remodeling, or do you do ground-up construction as well?
Well, we built a LEED Platinum house a couple years ago.
Okay, wow.
With using SIPS panels.
And
it's the classic beer cooler house. It has 10-inch walls made of white styrofoam.
Right.
And it's unbelievable. It doesn't take hardly any heat to keep it going.
Wow, that's cool.
It's a beautiful little house.
Yeah. Well, and I know you guys do a lot of more, like, I guess I would say, in a sense, historical type of remodels.
Right.
And things like that.
We grew up in historic preservation. Right. So we always do compatible additions.
Okay.
You know, we know the era of the house we're working in.
Right.
And when we walk away, we want it to be seamless. We don't want someone to say, oh, what a great addition. We want them to say, an addition? This looks like it was grew on the house.
Yeah.
And then we do, baths and kitchens. Mm-hmm. Every era of house needs an upgrade.
Oh, right.
But especially the historic ones when the bath was in the backyard.
that's always a good thing.
Right.
It's a good upgrade.
Right.
So, I think that's interesting. You can definitely tell when you go into houses in Bloomington, you know, the older homes, and you can tell when, sometimes you can't tell when the additions were done. And that goes to speak to, you know, the person that did the addition, you know, that it was seamless and it looks, you know, like it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Or it looks like a really great addition.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's
okay, too.
It's not a bad thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what types of additions or what types of things have you seen over the year that have been maybe a popular type of thing that you've seen done? You know, lots of kitchen.
Well, people do personalize their baths, and we're on a string of tile bath jobs.
Okay.
Everybody wants nice tile in the bath.
And
if it's done well, you know, that's permanent and looks beautiful.
Right. Well, it'll last over time.
Yeah. Easy to clean. And, and we're getting into much bigger tiles.
Okay.
1 foot by 2 foot.
Oh, wow.
You know, I always thought the bigger the tile, the easier it is for the tile guy, but it's not at all true. But it is easier for cleaning.
Sure. That would make sense. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that in some of these older homes or even people who are building new homes want their bathrooms to look old. I've seen a lot of older vintage tile that's been kept. You know, maybe bathroom fixtures have been updated, but they've tried to maintain that you know, the vintage look tile.
Right. Well, when we started, you couldn't get vintage look anything.
Right.
You know, you'd have to get it used. You'd have to find it. And it's become so popular that there are great reproductions out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really blend in, and you can build in any era you want to now.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Do you ever find there's a lot of shows, all these, you know, shows where they're like ripping out these things out of old houses because maybe they're tearing them down. Are you able to use, like, I guess in a sense, recycled materials for different jobs?
Occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally.
You know, someone was calling me the other day. In fact, I have a barn full of things waiting to use. One of our best reuses was an old Victorian porch that we stored for probably 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And someone wanted an art studio in their backyard.
Okay.
And we built this beautiful little art studio and put this cool little Victorian porch with curved kind of arch details on this porch. And I was so pleased to be able to reuse it. Because, you know, when you're a hoarder, you're just thrilled when something pays off. But it just makes it worse for you because then you save stuff again.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think sometimes Bloomington is that type of community like you'll find in a lot of communities in Florida. Because we have such a, retirement population that come here. And then, you know, after they move on, all of their things are here. So you get a lot of, you know, you say it being hoarder, but you find some really cool things here that you're able to reuse, I bet.
Well, there was a time when more materials were coming out of old houses.
Right.
And, you know, we get calls sometimes when I have porch posts, you know. I stored in my attic for 5 years. Do you want to stick them in your barn? And I kind of say, well, you know, it's not really a great investment.
But no, but.
In fact, I need to get back with someone who just called me about some posts.
Okay.
But, you know, 10 years from now, we might need them again.
Yeah, you might need them. Well, and I would think, I know in new construction, I've seen people reuse, I know it's a popular design trend to reuse recycled barn wood and, like you said, posts and things like that. So I guess if a person has enough imagination, they can see a way to incorporate that.
Well, when I was growing up, the hippie era, everyone was doing barn wood. So I guess it's coming back.
Well, I think it's a different style of barn wood. I know when you go to a lot of those higher end, you know, like restoration hardware places like that, pottery barn. I mean, those are really popular trends that you've seen.
Do a wall in it.
Rather than the entire room and the ceiling. And
right.
It is a different kind of barn wood than what we're used to seeing.
Well, we're working on a remodel that has post and beam oak inside.
Oh, wow.
And it's just dramatically cool.
Yeah, that would be.
You know, so it's rustic next to all this beautiful new.
Right.
And then there's a rustic fireplace.
Okay.
It just has come together in a kind of a spectacular way. We're very pleased with it at the moment.
Well, that would be really interesting. I mean, your job is one of those jobs that's very creative and allows you to be involved in you know, that creative process.
When I go home, we've done something, you know?
Right.
And that isn't always, well, usually.
Well, sometimes it may take an entire day to figure out how you're going to use that product in the way they want it used. So.
Right. But. And I was going to talk about our crew because, you know, when I started this, I started it with a guy who had been injured working on a crew that was not insured.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he did the old, I'll pay $50 a month to the hospital because I can't pay my bill.
Right.
A big fall with two or three guys that got hurt.
Wow.
So from day one, we vowed we would always cover our workers.
Right.
And so we've had insurance from the beginning.
Right.
And of course, you know, to run a responsible business, you need all of those insurances.
Oh,
workman's comp if they get hurt, you know, and liability if you make a mistake.
Right.
And, you know, everybody needs that. So not only do we work comfortably because we are all insured and we can reassure the customer that we're all insured.
Right.
But my workers have been so pleased with the benefits that they've stuck around. So we have, I didn't figure it out, but I know it's over 100 years of experience on the crew. Just a bunch of guys that have done this for their life.
Right.
And they solve problems I can't even. I used to be out in the field all the time. And now these guys have gotten twice as good as me.
Right.
Just because every day you do something. Every day you solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Remodeling is almost all problem solving.
Right. Well, yeah, because every house, you're trying to do something with something that's already there. So there's all kinds of little, you know, you don't know what you're getting into until you know, take down the wall or you tear something out. And then it's like, oh, looky here.
There's surprises and floors aren't level and walls aren't right.
Right.
And this stuff. But, you know, you always, when we first started, we were scared to tear everything apart.
Sure.
Because you have to put it back together. But after 35 years, we know it's going back together.
You know what you're doing better.
You know,
so
if one guy can't do it, the other guy can figure it out.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's good to have such an experienced crew.
Well, and also that makes, you know, the quality and the workmanship very consistent with what you do. So, that, I mean, that's a real benefit to your clients.
We've done it all before.
Yeah. And you've got that, you know, over 100 years of experience there. You know,
we can call on that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with Chris Sturbaum with Golden Hands Construction.